Flashy news. Only on ParanoidRadio.com, bringing you Flashy Fridays.
The first recording after the baby was born, little Flash.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the Flash family, man.
Thank you, bro, man. He's amazing, bro. Such a perfect little boy. He's already sleeping 4 hours at a clip. Beautiful, bro.
Man, yeah. I can't get my daughter still to fucking sleep 2 hours straight. She's a freaking hurricane, bro. Testicles, one, two, testicles. Welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning back in. I am Trebles Garcia, the humble host of this amazing episode, amazing show. And I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today. And I want to thank every single one of you for tuning back in. Allow me to enter your space. That's right. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Today, we have the phenom, business owner, patriot, my friend, colleague, co-host, deep state correspondent, and everything on above. Flashy underscore news one back with another Flashy Friday about to drop bombs of fucking knowledge. That is right. We challenge reality one episode at a time. And quite frankly, we're the best at doing this shit. Yeah, we're very underrated, guys, ladies and gentlemen. And the only way we're going to blow the fuck up is if you guys actually check us out at ParanoidRadio.com. Make sure you check us out and cough up some of the new shirts of Paranoid Radio Podcast. That's right. And then we're sending it out to all our special freaking collaborators this year as a token of appreciation. So, mad shout out to every single one of you. Mad love. And also, drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. We are on fire, dropping bombs of knowledge and challenge reality one episode at a time, collaborating with a lot of female speakers, a lot of freaking deep state correspondents, a lot of people that are Trumpers, a lot of people that are haters of Trumpers. And we're also collaborating with some of the biggest podcasts out there. Not tooting my own horn, but yeah, we're tooting our own fucking horn. Fuck that bullshit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please, Flash, let them know where they can find you, dog. And what do you have for us today?
Yeah, man. I'm on Instagram. My restriction has been lifted, it seems.
I
a while back. I'm at 19.7K now, almost at 20. I'm so excited about that. Over on X still, it's back up, Flashy underscore News X. On Instagram, Flashy underscore News 1. And we're going to get into the winning, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the audio is going to be a little choppy on our end, and that's because we had some technical difficulties, but because we're fucking warriors. Well, you know how you text and you say, instead of putting fucking, you put ducking warriors? I'm going to start saying that shit. We're ducking warriors, and we don't stop until a fucking fat lady sings, and we're so fat ladies around here right now, so we ain't going to be listening to no fucking singing, just fucking patriotic remarks and talking shit about the deep state. Yo! What the fuck is happening in Texas? Flash, it's so fucking good to have you back, dog. Woo!
Damn, bro, it's so good to be back, man. Texas, bro. Okay, so let's go about the bad news, right? The bad news in Texas is everyone knows about the wildfires that's going on in Texas. Wiped out over 500,000 acres, probably the largest wildfire in American history, certainly the worst in Texas's history. Now, where it affected in the panhandle, where there's a lot of cattle and a lot of cattle grazing fields. Okay, so this was an attack on our food supply. But it's interesting, the timing, right? Right when Texas started standing up for itself, started implementing border security, started kicking out the federal government out of their land, right? And started getting – and they were popular about it. That was a popular viewpoint of Texas. Yeah. And that's why it really took them this long. You know, everyone was like, oh, why didn't they do this on day one? Because they didn't have the public opinion. You can't do crazy shit like that without the public opinion on your side. And I preach about this because it's so important. And we didn't have it for so long. But now if you look at the polls, I don't put a lot of faith in polls, but some you can tell, the top topic, the top subject on voters' minds is immigration, the border. Okay, so they saw that. They locked it down. There's been almost zero illegal crossings in Eagle Pass ever since they implemented that. Yep, down to 5 a day, where it was at 5,000 a day. Okay, now the immigrants are just going to Arizona and California, where they have blue governors. Yeah. That whatever, it's fine, right? But now we know that these things work. You know, they scream about how, oh, a border security doesn't work, a wall doesn't work, all this doesn't work. Oh, it doesn't? Then why is nobody else crossing there? So yeah. Back to the wildfire. So as soon as that all happened, a couple days later after that, boom, an out-of-control wildfire that has taken out countless number of cattle, countless number of acres of feeding for the cattle. So here we go. Another attack on our food supply right when Texas stands up for itself.
But Texas is self-sufficient. They're independent, self-sufficient. They have their own power grid and they have their own oil fields. They have a lot of resources in that just one area alone.
They have a huge economy. They would be like the fifth strongest country in the world by themselves. GDP, oil. They have a fucking an air force. They have it all. They have it all. Same with North Dakota. North Dakota could completely split off from America and be completely self-sufficient. So, you know, Texas is talking about that. They're talking about seceding from the union. They might put that on the ballot coming up here soon, right?
Get the fuck out, dude.
All this shit is happening, right? So now, in the midst of all that, Super Tuesday, right? So that was the bad news about Texas. That was the bad news about Texas. The good news about Texas is that they had a lot of local elections. And now Texas politics is really interesting because the Bush dynasty, remember George Bush and the Bush brothers, Senior and Junior, they pretty much run Texas. Okay, they own oil companies. They run it. They call it the Bush Junta. That's what they call it over there. It's like a cabal, you know, like they run Texas. So they put their little people in positions of power, like the Speaker of the House in the Texas Assembly, the Texas Congress. His name is Dave Thielen, piece of shit rhino, is a Republican, but hates MAGA, hates Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton is the Attorney General in Texas, who is a MAGA 1,000% big Trump supporter. They actually tried to impeach Ken Paxton, the DA there, because they wanted him out because he was doing – because first of all, he brought a lawsuit against Pfizer. Okay, Texas is on the front lines with all this. He was the one who got all that information about Pfizer and what they really put in the shit and the vaccines. That was his lawsuit, Ken Paxton's lawsuit. So as soon as he did that, they were like, yo, we got to get this guy out of here. So Texas is a Republican state. The Congress and the Senate are run by Republicans, but they're not MAGA. They are straight Bush Republicans, right?
They
try to impeach Ken Paxton, their fellow Republican. They actually went through the impeachment hearing and all that. Obviously, he didn't get impeached because it was ridiculous what they were saying. But this is how it shows how panicked they are. And they don't mind throwing out Republicans because they're not Republicans. They're really not Republicans. These are you know, big corporation Republicans. These are golf club Republicans, the old school Republicans, right? Like, you want to talk about white supremacy and all that? Like, that's what they are, right? So they feel that they're losing control in Texas.
The infiltrators, the spies, the bought outs, the fucking lobbyists.
They got a death grip in Texas. And we're talking about all the way from the judges, all the way from the judges to the assemblies, to everything. Everything is rhino, rhino, rhino. They talk a good game, right? But the voters are MAGA. I mean, Texas is a MAGA state. You know, we won it, obviously. You know, they were saying, oh, God, Texas is going to go blue. It's going to go purple. Absolutely not. So the local elections, right? Now, Ken Paxton came out and said, listen, we got to get rid of this guy, this guy, this guy. He like made a list of all the rhinos that were up for re-election on Tuesday. And this went from judges, from in the assembly. And so really what's most important, though, is the judges, because the judges in Texas handle the immigration cases. So when you go to Texas and you say, oh, you know, I want to stay here, you go in front of a judge eventually, and the judge says, no, you got to go, or no, you got to stay, or whatever. So they've been just rubber stamping these immigrants, you know, just rubber stamping. The election came, all of Ken Paxton's people that he picked, I think it was like 10, and all of these different aspects of government, they all won. Huge. We got the Bush dynasty out of Texas. See you later. Kick rocks. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. We got fresh blood, and the judges, the appeals court judges, the immigration judges.
They got the judges out also? Everybody?
See ya. Out of here. A huge resounding win. And no one's even talking about it because of Trump's huge win on Super Tuesday. This kind of got brushed.
But look, dude, we've been talking about how you can make the difference, and you'll never change the federal posse. You'll never be able to. You will need to start small. Your local governments are the ones that have the strongest power that will impact you directly to your doorstep, starting with your city to your county, right? And then pushing it on to the state. Huge 100%. Fucking win, bro, and a perfect example of how that works.
Local elections have national impact. Okay, that's what it is. And it's so true because it sends a signal, right? So now this signal is saying not only is the country, but because where Texas goes, the country goes a lot of times in many ways. And then they were putting so much money in Texas trying to turn it purple and then turn it blue. And then, you know, with a Beto
purple O'Rourke, is independent.
Purple's like in the middle, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay. Red, not blue. It's like, yeah,
okay.
Like Maine would be like a purple state, like shit like that. Like Pennsylvania is like a purple state, you know. So, and if we lose Texas, that's so many electoral college votes because it's a huge state. It's the second biggest state from California, so it's the most electoral colleges. Florida and Texas. Now that those two are red, it's okay that we lose New York and California because it evens out. So now where this election is going to be won or lost is right in the Rust Belt, right?
I see it. Holy fucking shit.
So now this election is going to be won with Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan. That's it. Those four states. If we win three out of those four, it's over. They can't win. Okay, we're going to get Ohio. Ohio's red as fuck now. Done. We got Ohio. Pennsylvania's always in the middle. Michigan. Now, Michigan is interesting because if we look at the primary with Joe Biden in Michigan, over 100,000 Democrats voted not committed. They didn't vote for Joe Biden in the primary. They vote not committed. Over 100,000. Why? Because that's the Muslim population, and they don't like the way Joe Biden is handling Palestine and Israel, that we're giving money to Israel, right? So, and the same thing happened in Minnesota. More people voted for the not committed than they did for Joe Biden. Okay, Trump won by more votes than Biden got in the primary. Okay, so we want to talk about enthusiasm. What it comes down to is votes and voting. It's all about enthusiasm. It's all about your voter base, right? How many people are going to turn out for you? This is why the Democrats spend so much time trying to make it super easy to vote from your house, because they know they have no enthusiasm in their party. But, you know, people will walk over a glass to vote for fucking Donald Trump. I will walk through fire to vote for that man. They don't. You think people are going to walk through fire to fucking vote for Joe Biden? They'll fucking barely finish their yogurt before they go. But come on, bro. Like, ridiculous, right? So this is what it's all about.
They're fucking pudding. You're a wild one, Doug.
These are the signs that we look for. That's why people are like, yo, how can you say that we're going to – how can you say that we're winning? Bro, you cannot expect the media to accurately portray what is actually going on in this country. So you're not going to see it on fucking CNN that we're winning. You're not going to see it on CNN that Texas went MAGA red. You're not going to see it on CNN that nothing can stop what's coming. They're going to spin it. They're going to lie. And they're going to fucking try to convince you that we can't win. That's the psyop. They're going to try to convince you that voting doesn't matter. I see people in our movement, in the truth movement, telling people don't vote. Your vote is a waste. It's a waste of time. Are you fucking retarded?
Yes.
Voter fraud is real, 100%. But if we don't participate at all, we already lost. We already proved that we can beat the voter fraud. We beat it in 2016. They weren't ready. They got super ready in 2020, but now we know what to look for. You're not going to be able to do it twice.
I always say this, specifically in this podcasting game, and people say this shit all the time. Why even do the show, dog? Look at you, bro. You're fucking getting a few likes, dog. You 3 years and you're still fucking trying to gather only 1,000 listens, 1,200 listens. Yo, like, you're still there. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to tell you this much, bro. Not shooting for my goal guarantees me 100% of failure, dog. But shooting for my goal at least one time allows me that 1% that I might fucking make it. Shoot your fucking vote for Donald Trump in the Republican Party. Be a fucking MAGA supporter for that 1% that you might fucking make it, that he's not controlled that position. You might just make a fucking difference. You never know. Not trying automatically expels you and makes you stir and guarantees you a fucking failure. If you don't vote, what are you doing to make a difference? If you're in this truth community, just learning about the truth community is not enough, bro. It's not enough. What's worth having all that knowledge and all that talent and not telling everybody else about it and not spreading it word of mouth? What are you doing, right?
Exactly.
You're worse than they are.
And that's the psyop, right? Because listen, the only way we lose is if we quit. And they know that. So they're going to keep hitting us with these psyops. So Texas went MAGA red. That's a beautiful thing that we look for.
Yo,
right?
But 9-0 and he's still on the bad.
And did I not say it? The moment that shit happened, I said that the Supreme – I listened to the whole court case. I said 9-0 is coming. Everyone's like, that's crazy. They never vote 9-0. That's like never happened, which is true. It did never happen. But this case was so ridiculous, and I think that the justices in the Supreme Court realized that this was a chance to try and show some unity. Okay, because obviously they don't like Donald Trump. There's maybe a couple of the justices that like.
Yo, wait, what? Oh, this is deep. Okay.
So they got together, and I think they used this as an opportunity to send a message to all of the people out there saying that the court is so far right wing. Oh my God, it's a MAGA fucking Supreme Court. Like, these people
that's
are so
how they're
crazy.
Twisting it. That's how they're twisting it. Yeah.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard, bro. It's like, if MAGA is following the Constitution, then this whole country should be MAGA, because that's what those justices do. They follow the Constitution as written. You have two different kinds of judges in this. You have the constitutionalists, the traditionalists that read it as written. Then you have the activist judges that interpret it through their ideology. Okay, very two different things. That is the problem in this country right now. Okay, and the media knows that they have influence over people like that, because judges, rich people, they are the ones who are watching the fucking news every day. Bam. That's why the news isn't for us. Okay, the news is no longer for us. They know that. Nobody's watching it, but the people that are watching it are the ones making decisions. So that's what the psyops are being run for now. The New York Times. Like, nobody fucking in middle America, hardworking Americans read the New York Times. No, but the people in Congress and the people at, you know, JP Morgan Chase and all these people, those are the ones who read it. So if they can convince those people that Trump is a spy, that Trump is a Nazi, that MAGA is this, white supremacist, that then their job is done, because those people that listen go and implement that agenda in their everyday life, in their jobs, in their corporations, in their companies, in Congress, in the White House. All of this shit, right?
The idea of the all nine judges saying nay, every single one of them,
it's unheard of.
Shows unity in a way that everybody was not waiting for. Even 8-1 would have been like, you know, still some unity.
Yes, yeah, but like, you know,
but the saying of that Donald Trump is a decisive president and has actually divided the country. The complete opposite is being shown right now, and it's being proven by the own judicial system. It's fucking wild, bro.
And that's why, like, I do have hope, you know, because we still do have some semblance of a system of law and order. We do. We really do. There are some people that are rogue, and those people just happen to be in positions of power right now, and they have the microphone. But that doesn't mean that this country isn't filled with mostly good people. Even the Democrats, like, real Democrats aren't bad people. You know what I mean? It's just this radical element inside the Democrat Party. And that is what is dividing us. You know, they say that Trump is such a divisive figure. No, he's not, actually. What they did to him divided this country. And he just happens to not be a pussy and take it laying down. He's going to give it right back to you. And see, the big difference between the left and Donald Trump is when Joe Biden and the Democrats speak, they talk about the voters. They put down MAGA voters. They call us stupid. They call us uneducated. They call us white supremacists, all that. You will never hear Donald Trump talk about the American voters that vote blue. He never puts them down, because they are Americans still. He puts down the leadership in the Democrat Party who's propagandized those people, because he knows that is where the fault lies. It's not the fault of the voter that they got propagandized. And they could be smart people. They're just listening to the wrong people. And sometimes that's enough. People don't have time out of their day to be digesting all of this information. So you can't really blame them. So that's why it has to be this way. Because now you don't have to watch the TV to see. You could just look outside, look at your fucking grocery bill, look at the border, look at all this shit happening. So for those people to wake up and get smacked out of their fucking matrix, it really had to get this bad. And that's why the border is now the number one issue on voters' mind. Let me just tell you how crazy that is. Because for the last 100 years, it's been the economy. Number one. Number two, number three, number four is always different. Immigration, 7, 8, 9, 10. Never on the top 10. It is number one on Democrats, independents, and Republicans' mind. Donald Trump won the 2016 election based on his rhetoric towards immigration. That is really
another unity win. That's fucking dead. See what I'm saying, right?
Exactly,
see what I'm saying?
Bro.
Uniting the thoughts, uniting the blue and the red, uniting them. This is wild. Yo,
and
we got
success will be our greatest unifier. When this country is doing good and humming, that will bring people together. That's exactly what was happening the first 3 years of Trump's presidency before COVID. People were coming together. Oh, if you just didn't watch TV, the fucking country was doing great. You know what I mean? And even Trump said people were calling him on the left. People on the left wing of the aisle.
I have three more points, and I have this random question that will just your quick take on it. Do you think they're probably going to try to weaponize the patriotism that Donald Trump has been rising?
I mean, of course. I mean, that's really what January 6th was a weaponization of patriotism, right? They used people's anger
to use it to go to war, though, like to World War III.
Oh, I mean, I mean, it's but see that's why I think now they're trying to gut the army, so that they can do a draft. You know what I mean? Because now if we do get into a World War III, they're making it very known that we're not reaching our goals of recruitment. Our recruitment goals are down 40%. They're closing parts of the army because we don't have enough people. Now they're talking about putting illegal immigrants in the military. All this shit, right? And now conservative Americans in middle America aren't joining the military because it's woke, it's fucking garbage. You got to take the COVID vaccine to get in and all this shit. I think that is doing it on purpose because if we do go to World War III, they're going to call a draft. And who do you think they're going to draft? MAGA. That's who they're going to draft. That's where we're going right now. Whoa, this is really the only,
This is the trailer right here. Holy fuck.
Bro, that's what I really feel is going on right now. Because look, all these people that are joining the military, they're not fighters. They're fucking little fruitcakes. You know what I mean? And is that on purpose? So that we can say we're in a war. Look, we have 40% down. Remember that they were trying to recruit women? They tried to pass a bill that would allow them to recruit women, and the Republicans stopped it. See, this is all the games that they're playing right now with all this Israel and Palestine. We're all so divided. And now what are they going to do to stop Donald Trump? Because they know they can't win, that he's going to win. And I'm not saying that as a conspiracy. I'm saying that because I watch what they are saying. I watch their rhetoric, their body language. These people are in full fucking panic mode. Yeah. They have no idea how to stop this movement. They can't kill Trump. If they could kill them, they would have killed them already.
but Nikki dropped out and she's dead. Yo, you have two more points here. You got November after Trump Nation. Okay. After. What's going on with this?
Okay, so now, like I was saying, there's no way they could stop this man from winning in November, right? We could already see that. Everything they're trying to do. Listen, if they were confident they could steal it, Joe Biden wouldn't be trying to buy votes. He wouldn't be canceling student debts to get votes. They would just be like, we got this. We're going to steal it. We're good. Right? They're panicking. So the only thing they can do is they're even talking about this out loud. They're not even saying it like in the quiet. They're saying the quiet part out loud. So when Donald Trump wins in November 5th and they go to certify the election on January 6th, remember January 6th, they're going to refuse to certify Donald Trump as the winner if the Democrats win the House in November 2. They would need the majority to do that. Right? So now that is what we wanted to do. Walls we wanted to do on January 6th, 2021. When the whole thing happened, right? We wanted to send the electors back to the state so that they could double check them, a 10-day recheck, just to make sure everything was on the up and up. They lost their fucking mind. They instigated the insurrection so that we couldn't do that. That's what January 6th was really about. It was to stop us from sending the certification back to the states to double check the voter fraud. They knew if that happened, we would have found out why they did January 6th. That's why they did it. They wanted to stop that. That thing that we were doing with the certification, because we had enough senators, we had enough congressmen to actually do it, because there was crazy amount of voter fraud. So now this is what they're saying they're going to do. So on January 6th, Trump wins. They go to January 6th to certify the election. They are saying that they're not going to certify him. But the only problem with that is the Democrats and the rhinos got together and they changed the law that gives the power to the vice president to not certify the election. And why'd they do that? Because of Mike Pence, Donald Trump on January 6th. Because Trump said Mike Pence had the power to stop the certification, which he did, but they said he didn't have that power. But if he didn't have that power, why would you need to change the law for him not to have that power? So he did have it.
That means he did have the power.
Anymore. They don't have that power anymore. So how are they going to do this? They're fucked. This is all fear porn. They can't. What they're trying to do is rile up their base enough so that they'll riot. They'll burn it all down once Trump wins. That's all they can do. That's
all they can do. Yeah. The big protests. And now we know that on Super Tuesday, Never Nikki died. Well, she didn't fucking die. She didn't fucking die, but she dropped out. She's a fucking dropout.
Nah. Goodbye. See you, bitch.
I could only imagine how everybody is. Did she end up endorsing Trump towards the end?
Oh, she like did it but didn't do it. Like supposedly she's supposed to. She has to because she signed an agreement that she would. But she gave her speech. She was like, you know, it's time to. I think she's trying to blackmail Trump into giving her a vice presidency in order for her endorsement. Because she thinks that we're stupid and she really believes that we think actual Republicans voted for her when we know those primaries were open primaries and Democrats were actually allowed to vote for her. That's who voted for her. Those people are going to vote for the Democrat in the general election no matter what. So Trump doesn't need that her to gain more votes. She is not going to be the vice president. Let's just make that extremely clear. Super Tuesday was a resounding win for us. 14 out of the 15 states, Trump won them all by huge margins. The only one he didn't win was Vermont, and Vermont is filled with blue-haired screaming liberals. No offense to anyone from Vermont, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, and it was still close. It was like 49, 48 or something like that. So, of course, she dropped out. She should have been dropped out. She's a joke. Now we're seeing Mitch McConnell just endorse Donald Trump. What? Unheard of. Mitch McConnell, the old turtle in fucking the Senate, the Senate GOP leader.
The one that he dropped out, right? The one that dropped out. He stepped down?
Mm-hmm. So he's stepping down from his leadership position, which is, I cannot express how amazingly huge that is, that we're getting rid of this old crow, old GOP.
Why would he vote for Trump? Why would he endorse Trump?
Because he really doesn't have a choice, you know, at this point. Because what is he going to support Joe Biden? You know what I mean? So it's because he's stepping down from leadership, but he still wants to be a senator. And you know what? This is where we're at now. You either get on the fucking train or you get run over. That's it. We're not playing these little footsie games anymore. Oh, you know, we got the rhino. Nah, the day of the rhino is dead. The day of the old guard is dead. The systematic destruction of the old guard is happening in real time, and we are all a witness to it. And it is an amazing time to be alive, because we have been waiting for this moment for how long? And I wish it could have happened faster. I wish it could have happened in Trump's first term. And people say, oh, he didn't do a lot of the things. No president does all the things they're supposed to do in the first term. You're trying to get reelected. So now when Trump gets in here, I think it's a positive that he's not up for reelection again. He's got 4 years to get all the shit that he wants to get done. He doesn't have to worry about people voting for him in 2028. Because he's going to walk away, and that's going to be it. So he can do all the executive orders. He can look like a dictator. He can do all that. They can talk all the shit they want. He don't give a shit. Because now the game has been exposed. The lies, the spins, the fake investigations, all of that. So that now they have no credibility left. The deep state has no credibility left. So now Donald Trump can do whatever the fuck he wants. Look, they got him on 91 felony charges in four different jurisdictions, accused him of rape, convicted of rape, and he's still winning. And he's still beating anybody that they put up. What does that tell you? That tells you they lost the narrative. That tells you that they have lost the ability to lie to the American people. They have lost the ability to spin it. They have lost the demonizing of MAGA. All that's dead. Because if it wasn't for MAGA, we'd be China. Okay, that's it. You're welcome. If it wasn't for MAGA, we would have a digital ID. You're welcome. If it wasn't for MAGA, we would have had every single thing that they talked about. Central bank digital currency would have had that, right? We wouldn't have been able to travel without proof of vaccine. All of these things they wanted to do didn't happen because 30%
social credit scores
stood up and gave him the finger and said, fuck you. And then not only that, we actually inspired other people that aren't a part of MAGA that knew something was wrong to stand up and say, fuck you. Okay, because that's all it takes.
In 2016, Big Daddy over here, Trebles Garcia, voted for fucking Hillary Clinton because I was blinded.
Wow.
And I thought that Donald Trump was a fucking racist. And just because of that racist card, I went and I voted against him. And guess what happened this year? Big Daddy Donald Trump is on my ballot, motherfucker. I'm like one of those few Latino fucking guys who just rapping trompetas all day.
You know what's funny?
I have a couple friends that I wanted to do some shows with. And right before we do the show, I like to conversate with them to see how they feel about Trump. And they're like, these guys have a big platform. I'm not gonna mention their names, free promotion. But they were like, what do you mean? You like Trump? You like trompetas? And because that's how you say it in Mexican, right? In Spanish. And they're like, yeah, I'm a fucking Trumper dog. And he goes, why? What the fuck? He's a racist. Like, that. Like, you don't know shit, bro. At this point, if you still think that Donald Trump is a racist and you're going to vote against him because you're a racist, you're a fucking idiot, just like I was in 2016. Yep. I don't give a fuck. And this is Flashy_News1 bringing bombs of fucking knowledge and another fucking banger winning 9-0. Today in the next couple of fucking hours, bro. That is right.
Let's go, bro. To finish it off, man, listen, morale is so important. You know, obviously there's things going wrong and not everything's perfect and this and that. But when we look at the grand scheme of it and we take a 40,000 foot view, just look how far this movement has come. January 6th was supposed to be a death sentence to MAGA and Donald Trump. Okay, Donald Trump being convicted of rape should have been a death sentence to his political career. Being charged 91 felony counts should have been a death sentence to Donald Trump's political career. It would have been for any other person ever in politics. But the jig is up. The PSYOPs have run dry. There is nothing they can say or do to stop us from supporting Donald Trump, and they know it. If they could kill him, they would have done it already. The cure can't be worse than the problem for them. He's not JFK. He's 100,000 times bigger. Let's fucking go.
Woo! You can find him at Flash_NewsOne on Instagram and check us out at paranoid.com. Do not forget to drop a 5-star review on the podcast. This allows other people to enjoy the show, so as we enjoy making it. Peace out. Paranoid Radio.